quest for gold. We are 182 days away from the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics. And this weekend, we're live from Indianapolis at the site of the 2024 NBA All-Star Weekend. We're talking basketball this week on Quest for Gold. But before we get into that, we need to start with some sad news. The fastest marathon runner in the world, Kelvin Kiptum, died in a car crash this week in his home country of Kenya. The 24-year-old held the world record at 2 hours 35 minutes that was set at the Chicago Marathon in October. He was expected to represent Kenya at the 2024 Paris Games, as coach Gervais Hazimana was also killed in that crash. IOC President Thomas Bach released a statement saying, "It is with extreme sadness that I learned the tragic passing of world marathon record holder Kelvin Kiptum from Kenya in a car accident. We had been looking forward to welcoming him into the Olympic community at the Olympic Games Paris 2024 and seeing what the fastest marathon runner in the world could achieve. Our thoughts are with his family and friends, as well as those with his coach." We talked about the marathon last week, as well as the pipeline for Kenyan runners. Feel free to go back to episode 24 for a deeper dive there. 15 American athletes are in Bulgaria competing in the European Weightlifting Championships. This is a Paris 2024 qualifying event. Among the competitors, Hampton Morris and Olivia Reeves, the U.S.'s highest-ranking male and female lifters. U.S. Weightlifting had to get approval to appear in this qualifying event after many athletes didn't compete in the Pan Am Championships in Venezuela in December over safety and logistical challenges. U.S. athletes can't medal in the European Championships but can get valuable qualifying points. We learned this week that the 2024 Olympic and Paralympic medals will include scrap metal previously used in the Eiffel Tower. Snoop Dogg revealed his plans to be a correspondent for NBC at the Games this summer. And the U.S. women water polo team took gold at the 2024 World Aquatics World Championships in Qatar, beating Hungary 8-7 in the gold medal match. This victory marks the eighth world championship title in program history, by far the most of any program, men's or women's water polo. The team's already punched its ticket to Paris back in November when it took home gold at the Pan Am Games. The Canadian women's team qualified for the Olympics at last weekend's world championships. Team USA women's basketball shut out all opponents in the 2024 FIBA Women's Olympic qualifying tournament in Belgium last weekend, including a massive 101-39 win over Senegal. The U.S. women's basketball team's already qualified for the games, but still taking part in tournaments to build up some chemistry before Paris. I did have a chance to catch up with Sabrina Ionescu, who just got back from Belgium days ago. She flew here to Indianapolis to take on Steph Curry in the three-point contest. I'm going to wait until next week to talk more about her. That's because this week we're going to flip over to the men's side. The NBA's brightest stars assembled here in Indianapolis for the All-Star Game, and 17 of the 24 All-Stars are in Grant Hill's pool for Team USA this summer. Of course, only 12 will make the roster for Paris. Earlier this week, Team USA head coach Steve Kerr told ESPN LeBron James and Steph Curry have been thinking about playing together for months. On Media Day here in Indianapolis, I had a chance to ask a few of the players what they thought about being on the pool and representing Team USA in Paris, and whether they would be talking amongst themselves about possibly playing together for gold in July. For players like Trae Young and Damian Lillard, respectively, it did not seem like it was their top priority.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm just focused on my team. I mean, it's been brought up and things about that, but I ain't really looked too far ahead. I'm just focused on right now and getting through this weekend and then trying to finish the rest of the season out.
I think everybody just like enjoying All-Star Weekend and coming out of here getting ready to make that final push for the end of the season. You know, the Olympics and all that stuff is down the line. You know?
Anthony Davis won gold with Team USA in 2012. I asked him what his thoughts were after a long NBA season of playing for the red, white, and blue.
Am I going to go? I want to make a cameo to I told the USA committee, whoever called me, that if they ask me to go, I'll go.
Kawhi Leonard pulled out of the 2016 pool days before the team was picked for Rio, and he tore his ACL prior to the 2020 Olympics, which were actually in 2021 in Tokyo.
I mean, it'll be exciting to play. It'll be a great opportunity for me, so I'm one of the finalists, so we'll see what happens once, if I'm able to get a spot or not.
Paul George won gold with Team USA in Rio in 2016.
We've mentioned it a little bit over this weekend, but I would love to. If the opportunity presented itself and I was healthy and everything was aligned for me to be a part of that team, I would definitely love to.
For Jaylen Brown, a shot at playing for Team USA would be his first chance at Olympic gold, although he did win gold at the FIBA World Cup back in 2014.
Yeah, I think there'll be conversations going on and stuff like that. I think Grant Hill is kind of floating around here. So looking forward to talking to him. I think it'll be an honor. I think we got a lot of guys who want to compete, and I think that's the overall mission. You know, wanting to compete, willing to sacrifice, and whatever it takes for a team to win, you know, I think so. I think it should be fun. I think it should be exciting, and it would be an honor for me.
Donovan Mitchell has openly expressed his interest in playing in Paris this summer. The Cavs already played a game in France this season. I did get one question into him about playing for Team USA as he moved through the crowd Saturday.
I would love to.
But the ultimate decider will be Grant Hill, who's managing director of Team USA Men's 5-on-5. He said in a panel discussion this weekend at the NBA All-Star Weekend crossover event that he's gotten a lot of positive response from players.
There's been an outpouring of interest from just some of the best players in our game, guys who've been a part of our program in years past, guys who've helped build the foundation of success. I think it's not because of me. It's because of these two individuals up here and those who preceded them and players who've been a part of the program. It's exciting that even now, guys want to continue to be a part of it, continue to move on and you know, just 50 years and start the next 50 years on the right note, setting the right tone. So we have some tough decisions to make. We can't bring everyone, unfortunately, but it's a good situation to be in. And we have a chance to not only have success, but really put together a team that can make history. And so, you know, I may have the responsibility, but I really do look at it as a collaborative effort, and all of us working together to figure out who's going to give us the best opportunity for success. And when you look at those 41 names that were released a few weeks ago, I think we'll have a good chance of having that success.
We talked in earlier episodes of Quest for Gold that NBA MVP Joel Embiid does want to play for Team USA over Cameroon and France, where he also holds citizenship.
Joel Embiid called me on the morning of my birthday and said, "Happy birthday, I'm playing for you." for Team USA and for the men's national team. And so that was the best birthday present that I've had in a while, I guess. But, you know, just, you know, and obviously Joel's on the sideline right now, and we all anticipate that he'll be back this season to help his team, the Sixers. But it just, you know, look, first of all, it's great to have options, and he had options, as you said, but he wanted to be a part of something special. He wanted to be a part of this legacy. And I don't want to get too much into what we shared or what he discussed, but, you know, certainly his commitment is something we value. And we value everyone's commitment. I will say that with everyone that I reached out to, and most of the 41 I was able to speak to, a lot of text messages, a lot of interaction with agents, with some, but everybody absolutely 100% on board, honored, wants to be a part of it, and that's exciting.
If LeBron, Steph, and Durant are in, you have a feeling this will be a highly competitive roster. The 1996 gold medalist knows the pressure is on for this team to continue to finish atop the podium because the world is catching up.
When I played 30 years ago, close to 30 years ago in 96, we pretty much knew then we were going to win, you know, and we came out, we played, we took care of business. But the game has grown. It's global. 30% of the players in the NBA are international players. The dream team mystique is long gone. And that's what you want. You want great competition. Great competitors want great competition. Chelsea Gray wants great competition. You know, LeBron James wants great competition. And so our guys will embrace that. I think they'll thrive in that. And, you know, I'll try my best to, I have my peanut M&Ms and popcorn that I try to, you know, help me get through the challenges of a game.
That Chelsea was referring to as Chelsea Gray. We'll also hear from her next week when we'll talk to some WNBA superstars hoping to secure their names on the 2024 Olympic roster. I'm Ryan Burrow. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week on another episode of Quest for Gold.